News, I'm Ben Thomas. Israel targeted another of Iran's leaders with a strike, this time killing Intelligence Minister Esmail Khatib. Meanwhile, both sides struck energy facilities, Israel hitting a gas field, and John Gambrell reports Iran's only nuclear power reactor.
For years, Gulf Arab countries have been concerned about this nuclear power plant. They have worried that an earthquake or a war like the one that we're seeing now could strike the facility and damage it. And that could release potentially radiological material into the atmosphere or into the water of the Persian Gulf, which all these Gulf Arab states rely on for their drinking water through desalination plants. So whatever happened at Bushehr remains a major concern for both Iran, the Gulf Arab states, and the wider world.
Meanwhile, Sagar Meghani reports the U.S. government's top intelligence official has been deflecting questions.
At a Senate hearing, Democrats like Mark Warner pressed Tulsi Gabbard over what she told the president about the attack's aftermath.
Did you brief the president, if he starts a war of choice, that the likely result would be that Iran would strike adjacent Gulf nations and close the Strait of Hormuz?
Gabbard sidestepped.
I have not and won't divulge internal conversations.
John Ossoff got a similar response when he asked about the president's stated motivation for striking Iran.
Was it the assessment of the intelligence community that there was a, quote, imminent nuclear threat posed by the Iranian regime, yes or no?
Senator, the only person who can determine and what is and is not an imminent threat is the president.
Ossoff accused Gabbard of evading so she would not have to contradict the president. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
President Trump present this afternoon as the remains of six U.S. service members returned from the Middle East, crew members of an Air Force refueling aircraft killed in a crash last week over Iraq. This is AP News. Seth Sutel has today's AP Markets report.
Stocks slumped on Wall Street after a report said inflation was primed to worsen even before the war with Iran sent oil prices spiking. That, combined with comments from Federal Reserve Chair Jerome Powell, led investors to expect fewer chances of getting the interest rate cuts they've been hoping for. The S&P 500 fell 1.4% Wednesday. That was its first loss of the week. The Dow Jones Industrial Average dropped 768 points, that's about 1.6%. The Nasdaq Composite fell 1.5%. The price of Brent crude rose almost 4% to more than $107 a barrel. Treasury yields rose in the bond market. The yield on the 10-year Treasury climbed to 4.26%. Seth Sutel, New York.
Producer prices up 3.4% last month over February last year. There's more news at apnews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thanks for listening.
Finding a hoodie that lasts through the season can be tough. The American Giant Classic Full Zip Hoodie is made to last a lifetime, so you can count on it to bring you comfort and warmth year after year. The iconic Classic Full Zip Hoodie is the jacket that started it all for American Giant. Custom heavyweight fleece and side panels for mobility make it the best hoodie ever. And a double-lined hood and reinforced elbow patches means this hoodie will last. Born from a commitment to support the communities that create its products, every American Giant piece is made in America and designed to last. No exceptions. The result is durable clothing, like the premium Slub Crew tee, no BS high-rise pant, and slim roughneck pant that become part of your life. Snag the hoodie that will bring you comfort for life, the American Giant Classic Full Zip. And save 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com when you use code STAPLE20 at checkout. That's American-Giant.com, code STAPLE20.